fever. Now, something to consider, as Lee did at the first sign of an acute infection. Consider these three things. Now, we'll see how to do them as combination products, but consider calcium lactate, Thymex, and Cataplex F tablets. You could do for a child or even an adult at the rate of one each per 15 minutes or 30 minutes. One calcium lactate, one Thymex, one Cataplex F tablet. For a fever, when we have a fever, what do we think, we in this room, believe the body is telling us? It's doing its job. A undoubtedly bacterial, probably bacterial battle going on. Most of the bacteria are mesophiles. They like just body temperature, TV watching body temperature. The body knows that, and so the hypothalamic pituitary complex says, you think you're going to live here? We're going to cook your hiney, buddy. Let's crank the temperature. Now, in America, that elevated temperature is pathologic. Again, in America, there's the view that the body is stupid, out of control, a freak of nature that somehow landed on this planet, and who knows how long it'll stay. And every now and then, its temperature regulating mechanism goes nuts, which obviously demonstrates a Tylenol deficiency, and we can quickly correct that. So goes Western wisdom. Well, on the other hand, in my house, maybe not in yours, but in my house, when the children get a fever, we like to increase the temperature, put them by the stove, stick them in the oven. You got to be careful with that. There are legal limits to how long you can bake a child, but
microwave,
yeah. What I'll find is this, and many, many, many chiropractors in the room and for decades have found the same thing. Child is spiking a fever, you adjust the atlas and it spikes even higher. And the body says, thank you. I've been trying to do this all night. Little nerve interference, I don't have complete control. Clear the atlas or wherever the nerve interference is and the fever that was 102 goes up to 104, 105, 106. It stays there 20, 30 minutes, drops down to normal in an hour, and the child says, can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
So now there is a need for counseling about what to eat. But nevertheless, when we provide that fever mechanism with its biochemical tools, which we do with calcium lactate, Cataplex F, and Thymex, we dramatically enhance this whole process. So getting a spine checked and providing these things can help it to go ahead and do the bug-killing, frying procedure.
Does Thymex help if the body has never been exposed to the pathogen before, and would Cataplex be a better choice?
The question is, if the patient's body has never been exposed to the antigen before, would Thymex help? Yes. Thymex is going to provide that seed material because the thymus is still going to have to analyze what it is. That is thymic activity. It's going to seed the lymph nodes with its analyzed information. So the thymus needs to be supported. That's what we're doing. It has nothing to do directly with the antigen. That's the thymus activity. That's its job. But by supporting it with Thymex, we make sure it can do it rapidly. So it'll facilitate the analysis and subsequent feeding of the lymph nodes to then build the leukocytes. Now, the question is then, would Conjuplex be more effective? Well, we're going to see that, in fact, that's the preferred tool because Conjuplex contains calcium lactate fortified, Cataplex AC, ribonucleic acid, and Thymex. It's a combination of everything we talked about except Cataplex F. All right, so that historically, the three discrete was what Lee would recommend, but then Conjuplex came out, that combined many of them. So now one could do two Conjuplex and one Cataplex F tablet every 15 minutes or 30 minutes as the case dictates. And you're still doing what I said, but even more completely. The purpose of the ribonucleic acid in leukocyte building is to facilitate that lymph node activity. It is not what Lee anticipated when he released ribonucleic acid. Again, he thought it was for cold hands and feet. One thing, and then all kinds of other benefits were discovered. So for fever, it is a good thing. We need to facilitate what the body's doing. Now, what is the upper limit? And we have to be legally careful. At what temperature do you think brain cells are actually in danger. I have 108. Going once, going twice? 107. Ooh, okay. Can we get a 106?
Well, they had like a, what, 114 and 112 with no brain damage.
Yeah. We've had as high as 114 recorded with no brain damage. Doesn't mean you say to your child, let's go for the record, but... But here's the situation. That in, let us say, a subluxated or meridian imbalanced or whatever, to cover everybody, because all these things are part of it, if we have a child who is dysfunctional already and nutritionally deficient, then it may well be true that 104 is too high or 105 or whatever. But that's what we're talking about correcting. Let's quickly feed, remove whatever kind of interference is there, and watch that miracle of healing take place by providing what we need. Fever is fun.